Let me talk to you for a moment. Wena mama, wena puti, wena baba, wena sisi. Lula lele le message. I know there is something bothering you. I mean, you who is thinking about committing suicide because you lost a house, because you lost a car through theft, like I did in Carlton Center, Johannesburg. I came out of the shop and found the car was not where I parked it. What did I do? Did I cry? No. Did I commit suicide? No. Because I was possessing the car, not the car possessing me. I went to the taxi rank and used public transport for a month. Let me be honest with you, it was a traumatic situation because of the position that God has put me, that position of a public figure. But one thing I knew and I know, I'm larger than property. I'm larger than money. For the one who owns silver and gold lives in me. I don't need nobody, no bishop, no apostle. I don't need an evangelist to define my journey to heaven. I'm cleansed, I'm heaven going. No mistake about it. I just hate condemnation. It doesn't come from God. Hey, now learn to forgive yourself and get cleansed by the blood, because you are larger than life, because you are bigger than death, because you are going to live forever in heaven. I've been up and down again. What an awesome experience. I'm up again. I've learned to keep the momentum. I've been pushed from pillar to post. I've been from victory to victory. I'm working for money now, but now I need to get money to work for me. I've picked up many people through song and message. Few knew I need upliftment myself as well. I have faith that knows no reverse. The spirit of enduring the last hour which was in Jesus has entered me. For the sake of many, I will stand. I am a success. I've been buried alive. I've been written off, but I'm still standing. I'm blessed with long life. Prosperity is part of my package. I'm bigger than life. For I am a small God, made little lower than Elohim. I have no fear. You can pull off your plugs on me, but I'm connected to the higher power. I'm connected to God. That is the spirit I want you to have. You are connected by God. You are bigger than life, because you're going to live forever. The God who lives in you is an immortal God. Let me give you a tip for life. When people try to fight you, don't fight back, because they are trying to reduce you to their level. People will never fight somebody who's on the same level with them. So when they fight you, it means you are above them, or you have something they don't have. If you fight them, then you are reducing yourself and your God in you. Number two, never get frustrated, no matter what the situations you are facing. When you get frustrated, you give the devil a chance to destroy, a chance to reduce you, a chance to reduce the God in you. Be bold. And somebody says, Apostle Andy Massey, what do I do when I'm in a frustrating situation? Learn to worship God. Learn to talk to the Father. And the other thing that is very important in life is that when you are challenged by anything, being poverty, whatever the case may be, try to be like that woman the widow who was told by the prophet, "Go home, close the door upon yourself and upon your children." And when I looked at this whole picture, the Lord is saying, if you've got talent and you're struggling in your talent, have time to close the door upon yourself. Rehearse. If you're a singer, rehearse whatever God has put upon in your life for your success. Pray about it. Let it be anointed before it's taken to the public. The last thing I want to give advice about is when you are a boy or a girl and you are growing and your mother and your father are not staying together. Never ever try to fight the battles of your mother against your father. And never try to fight the battles of your father against your mother. It will never work. You have got your own things that are coming, that are still on the way. You might not be married right now, but you're going to get married someday. Because one thing for sure, the reason why your mother is not staying with your biological father is because there's something that happened between people. And your mother will never exactly, few people can tell you exactly what happened behind the curtain. Or even your father will never tell you what he did against your mother. So I would say if you are hurting because your mother is not staying with your biological father or vice versa, you are sitting with a problem that you cannot solve. In life, there are times we must learn to accept things we cannot change and believe God for a better life for yourself or for your father and your mother, even if they are divorced and your mother is already married to another man. Those are things that you cannot change. There's life that must continue. You have to continue with life and leave a legacy in this world and go to the Father in heaven after you've left a legacy and stand before the Father, and the Father will look at you and say, "Well done, my son. Well done, my daughter, for the good things that you have done." You have to continue to do the right things. Pray for your family. Pray for your mother. Pray for your father. Pray for yourself. If you're already married and you still have mothers and mother or father, pray for your children. You must learn to wake up at night, pray, lay hands on them. I'm just giving an example that you have got so much you have to do with your life than bothering yourself with the things of the past. May the good Lord bless you. I believe that God is doing great work upon your life through the Holy Spirit. He's doing a great work through this message as you are listening. Whatever you might be going through, it is not over until God says it is over. Ube strong, ungagcwali strati. The problem with it is gcwali strati. Yet we don't have the money. We are struggling with finances. We still want to be on the streets and go everywhere where people are going. There are times where you must take 2 weeks of isolation. Find yourself. Know who you are. Do self-introspection. Ube strong. When you get out of your cocoon, you'll be powerful and strong. People are going to admire you. You don't just have to isolate yourself to kill yourself. No. When you isolate yourself, you have a reason. Read the word. Read good books which are relevant to the problem that you have. And pray. Talk to the Father. And remember, when you talk to God, He can hear you. That's one thing for sure. He can hear your prayers. And when after praying, go to Hebrews 11. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. After prayer, believe that God has done and answered your prayers. It doesn't matter what the problem can be. It can either be sickness or disease or whatever the case, or a financial problem or whatever it is in your life. God can hear you. And believe that God, through the power of the Holy Ghost, is ministering to you right now. It is my passion, it is my drive to see you a better person in life. Don't undermine yourself. I would want to leave this information to you. I'm working on a CD, it's called Mind Therapy. That whatever problem you might be having, Whether you're a psychologist, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a cleaner, this message I'm going to record is going to cater for everybody who are traumatized, who are discouraged, who needs more injection to be able to continue with life. So keep on checking. It's going to come out soon. Mind Therapy. My number is 08275-20896. 08275-20896. I love you so much. May the good Lord bless you. Take care of yourself. Don't destroy yourself through drugs and liquor. Take care of your body. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Let me pray with you. Father, I thank you for this moment in time, in the season and hour, and that God, you've put me on this earth, Father, to minister to the lives of people through word and music. And Lord, I pray that this prayer, somebody might be listening at home, about to commit suicide. Somebody might be giving in or throwing in a towel and giving in and giving up. Lord, I pray that God, as they listen to the sound of Andy Macias' voice, let there be change right now. Whatever the thing can be, whether it's sickness, whether it's a pain, whether it's heartbrokenness, in the name of Jesus, I minister the remedy. I minister the remedy right now upon your life. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. Put your hand where you feel the pain. There's an anointing moving in that space right now. There's a Holy Ghost moving in that space right now. I speak the power. I release the anointing. In the name of Jesus, whether you're looking for a job, I say get up, get your clothes prepared, wash yourself, go and look for a job. I speak favor wherever you go right now. In Jesus' mighty name, never give up. Hold on. The troop from heaven is coming. Keep on floating your head above the sea. Never drown in Jesus' name.